Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 14, year A. Our readings today, 1 Kings, Chapter 19, verses 9 to 18, Psalm 85, Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 5 to 15, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, Sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, our hearts are simply longing to worship you. We are filled with thankfulness for all the blessings we have received at your hand. We stand amazed at the sheer extravagance of your love. We try to comprehend something of your grace towards us, for again and again, your love for us in Jesus takes our breath away. Lord, you are great. You are worthy of praise. Your majesty, power, authority and glory are simply beyond our understanding. We do not have the words that will truly declare who and what you are. We have brought our hymns and our prayers, our speaking and our listening, our celebration and our silence. By your Holy Spirit, use these poor vehicles for the glory of your wonderful name. Amen. And we have our first hymn, How Great Thou Art. Thank you. Let us pray. We pray the collect for proper 14, followed by our parish prayer. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we who cannot exist without you may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Fear and Faith. Fear and Faith. The writer of the book of Genesis indicates to us that fear entered God's perfect creation because of the disobedience of humankind. After eating of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, the eyes of the man and his wife were opened. Therefore, the writer records, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid himself from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself." Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. I was afraid. I was filled with fear. Afraid of God who created humankind with love. The dictionary defines fear as an emotion experienced in anticipation of some specific pain or danger, usually accompanied by a desire to flee or fight. Fear could be a very crippling emotion. Therefore, even though we have the desire to flee or fight, we are unable to respond in any meaningful way. As fear entered creation as a result of disobedience to God, fear has become an antidote to faith. Faith in God. Elijah the Tishbite was called to be a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel during the reign of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. It was a time when the worship of the idol Baal, a Canaanite god of storm and fertility, was very prevalent in Israel. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a winner-takes-all competition to determine once and for all who was the true God, Yahweh or Baal. 1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 46. Elijah won the contest, and all the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, were executed. When Queen Jezebel heard the news, she threatened Elijah, saying, so may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow. 1 Kings 19, verse 2. Elijah was filled with fear and fled into the wilderness, making his way to Mount Horeb, the holy mountain of God. Elijah, in fear, forgot that he was commissioned by God as a prophet of Israel, and that God will protect him. God gave him victory over the prophets of Baal, and God will always be with him. On the mountain, the Lord comes to Elijah and asks him why he has come so far, far away from the place where he was called to prophesy. Elijah conveys his fears for his life. He is afraid because he is the last of the Lord's prophets. All the others have been killed by Queen Jezebel. God seeks to calm Elijah's fears by revealing God's plan for Elijah. If he remained fearful, he would not be able to carry out God's plan. Fear contradicts faith. Elijah is given an experience of God's presence, and his faith is restored. He is instructed to return to the northern kingdom and initiate a new political regime. As fear is removed, faith in God is restored. Our gospel today from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, speaks to us of another situation of fear. After the feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus sends his disciples off in a boat while he dismisses the crowd. He goes off alone to spend the night in prayer. Throughout the night, the disciples struggle against a storm, high waves and mighty winds. Early in the morning, somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m., Jesus comes towards the boat, walking on the water. A feat in the days of Jesus only attributed to the gods. Believing that they were seeing a ghost or an evil spirit, the disciples were terrified. Jesus, in order to calm their fears, spoke to them. "Take heart," he said. "It is I. Do not be afraid." Matthew 14:27. Simon Peter answered, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Verse 28. Jesus responds, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started to walk on the water towards Jesus. Verse 29. Peter was actually walking on the water. He received the authority and power from Jesus to do what was normally impossible. Peter's fear vanished as he put his trust, his faith in Jesus. However, Matthew records, "But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" As soon as Peter lost his focus on Jesus, as soon as he noticed the strong wind, which was there all the time, he was filled with fear. Faith in Jesus and his appearance disappeared, and he began to sink. With the presence of fear, and the disappearance of faith, Peter cries out to the Lord for help. Matthew records that Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Matthew 14, verse 31. Taking our focus away from Jesus brings doubt, which causes fear, which eliminates faith. Matthew records that when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Acknowledging who Jesus is, that is, that he is the Son of God, not only leads us to worship him, but leads us to faith. Faith in Jesus. Faith in humankind is futile. Faith in God is to be desired. We come to faith in God by knowing, by believing, and living a life that reflects our knowledge of God. The writer of the book of Hebrews describes faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. The writer goes on to affirm, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach God must believe that God exists and that God rewards those who seek him." Hebrews 11, verse 6. As we face the storms of life, let us banish all fear as we grow in our faith in God. Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Lord, it is you who comes when we cry out in storm-tossed moments. Reach out to your church when the sight of strong winds brings fear. Open our eyes to hear you say, "Take heart." Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Lord, it is you who sends your disciples to cross the lake. Be with all who travel by land, sea, and air for holidays, business, and missions of mercy. Direct those who guard our safety. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Lord, it is you who went up the mountain to pray alone. Come to us in the still moments of refresh, revive, and reignite the fire of living. Increase in us thanksgiving for your saving mercy. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Lord, it is you who reaches out to us when we cry, "Lord, save me." Catch all who are falling in their frailty. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Lord, it is you who appears in the early morning on the water and later in the garden. Bring all who have died to delight in the sound of your voice. With the host of heaven, we worship your holy name. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. And we have a medley of hymns, Majesty and Shine, Jesus Shine.
Let us pray.
Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conk the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go and know that the Lord goes with you. Let him lead you each day into the quiet place of your heart, where he will speak with you. Know that he loves you and watches over you, that he listens to you in gentle understanding, that he is with you always, wherever you are and however you may feel. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding and productive week. And we remind you to keep faith with God, for faith banishes all fear. And we have our hymn by the Bishop Anstey, Trinity College East Steel Orchestra, I Know Who I Am.